Let's go back to yesterday's Doc and Woody poll. We got so much going on yesterday on the show. We never got around to getting the final results of our Doc and Woody poll question. Remind us of what we were talking about yesterday, Eric. What was the question?
If you knew it was going to be safe, would you be cryogenically frozen so that you could be revived later on when they can cure your illness?
That's because Larry King says he would like to be frozen.
I don't believe in an afterlife. I can't. I just never accepted it. I never made that leap of faith. So that means when you die, it's bye-bye, baby. So the only hope, the only fragment of hope, is to be frozen, and then someday they cure whatever you died of, and you're back.
Yeah, Larry King, I think he wants to live forever. I don't know how old he is. He's like 80-something.
He is living forever.
He just tweeted a picture, because he does interviews on the internet. He tweeted a picture of himself in a rock and roll wig with his suspenders and his tucked-in tie.
I saw that.
Up above his belly button. And he's with the guys from Steel Panther.
He's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
I'm relevant.
Yeah. But he wants to live. And you know, who wouldn't want to live forever unless...
I suppose.
Yeah. We did a poll recently. There are some of the Shea Nation do not want to live forever.
They don't even want another year.
No. You were watching Elementary last night, Eric.
TV show, and it was all about cryogenically frozen people and people who wanted to, you know, live on years down the road. But of course, once it gets to a certain point, there is just not enough room to cryogenically freeze any more people, so they just keep them in a warehouse.
Was that what the crime was?
That was part of the crime. Yeah. Well, we'll just move around these frozen bodies and hope they don't thaw out until we can find a way to keep them going. And it's expensive, right? I mean, years and years and years.
Well, and as Woody pointed out, freezer burn is an issue at some point.
There's a power outage in Gatineau this morning now.
And that would not be good either.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And how would you like to be the lab technician that has to oversee the thawing of Larry King, knowing that he was... a chronic farter in his other life?
Well, no, he said once they've cured whatever you had.
Let's hope flatulence has a cure by then.
Well, yeah, no, they wouldn't bring him back to life unless they could cure it.
So Larry King, you're in the air.
What was the question again?
If you knew it was likely to be successful, would you have yourself frozen?
Shea Nation says what?
40% absolutely would. 40%.
With that hypothetical guarantee.
Yes, you're guaranteed, yeah. But that means 60% just want to get off. We're done. Thank you very much.
Send me to Mars.
It is Friday the 13th, so we have our end of the world poll. We can get points for right now at Shea106.com. Weigh in, will you? It's 6:21 at Shea106.